This is Wednesday's share. We're up to Siman Ayin in Hilchos Kirshma, and we'll be starting from Siv Dalet. This Siv carries on the discussion of earlier Pturim, people who are exempt from reciting Shema. We spoke about women, we spoke about Avodim, we spoke about Ktanim, we spoke about the Chosen, and now we carry on about a person who is Oisek Betzorki Rabim, a person who is busy for tzorke, for the needs of rabbim, of other people. He's busy with other people's needs. V'higia zman kriyat shema. And the time has come to say shema. Lo yafsik. He shall not interrupt his public service, if I may call it. He should not stop what he's doing for the tzorke rabbim. Ella, rather, Yigmoy Iskehem, he should complete his esek, he should complete his work, for Yikro, and he should then read, Im Nisha Es Likros, if there is still time to read Shema, fine, okay, go for it. If not, it appears, don't. So we're talking about somebody is Oisek Betzorkei Rabim. Let us see what the Mishneh Berurah says about this Oisek Betzorkei Rabim. Why is it Potter? And other relevant halachas. The Mishneh Berurah firstly points out in Sivkotten to Zayin, Betzorki Rabbi, Mayre She'ein Shom Mishishtadel Elohu. We are talking about a case that is nobody else who can do it besides him. If there is alternative options to get his job done, you don't have to be the one doing it. If there is nobody else I can do it, then go for it. Then you're Oisek Betzorki Rabim. If there's plenty of others who can do it, don't be the one running. And therefore, he doesn't have to stop. And therefore, he doesn't interrupt. This, of course, are the key words. He's Oisek B'mitzvah. So again, Rashi says, there's nobody, it's talking about, in case there's nobody there who can do it? Elohu only him. Lekach, therefore, ain't a poisek, he doesn't stop. The oisek ba mitzvahu, he is oisek ba mitzvah. And we all know the rule in Gemara Kedushin, oisek ba mitzvah, pot, in Sukkah, oisek ba mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Somebody who is oisek, is engaged, he is busy, ba mitzvah, with a mitzvah, potu is exempt, min a mitzvah. Oisek ba mitzvah, potem min a mitzvah. Therefore, he's Oisek Betzorkei Rabim. He's busy helping, supporting, helping, doing a public service. Therefore, he's Oisek Betzorkei Rabim, and he's exempt from saying Shema. The Afilu says the Mishneh Berurah, and even Imu Oisek Rak Batzolas Memoinam. So, important point. Mishneh Berurah says this is not only talking about a case that somebody is working in Hatzolah, and he's trying to save people's lives. He had a Hatzolah call as soon as he woke up in the morning, or maybe the Hatzolah call even woke him up, and he ran out to save people's life. And by the time the ill person was in safety and was in safe hands, by the time he was in hospital or whatever it was, he was passed to the Sofsman Kiyah Shema. So it's not only talking about that. This is certainly considered the Oisek Bar Mitzvah, who is potem in a mitzvah. The Hatzolah member certainly doesn't have to run out and say Shema, and say Shema. Certainly not, because the Oisek Bar Mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. But it's also, if he is the kind of person that is not an Hatzolah called, but he's supporting financially, he's trying to help other people financially, he's got some sort of think about a flood or anything on those lines, which people's property is being damaged, is being and he's trying to help people financially. So if there's nobody else who can do it, then it's Oisek Bar Mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah, and he does not have to stop to say Shema. What happens if the person was actually he was up for 2 hours already? And he was having a coffee, and he was having a shmooze, and before he davened shachris, and before he was just about to start davening, and as he was going to daven, that's when the Hatzolah call came in, or that's when he suddenly had to help other people. What happens then? So here the Mishneh Berurah says, Sifkot Yud Zayin, V'yigiyah Zman, Mashma Mizeh. It appears from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, because he says, Hayo Oisik B'Tzoki Rabim, he was busy with Tzoki Rabim. V'yigiyah Zman, Kriyat Shema, and then, subsequently, time of Shema has come, then he doesn't have to interrupt. Which appears that he first was busy with Tzoki Rabim, and then the time of Shema came, so that's why he's exempt. But it would appear that if he was a Shlamazl, if, not a Shlamazl necessarily, but if the time of Shema was prior to his Hatzolah call, actually, because there was a time that he was obligated to say Shema, it could be that now he's actually in a difficult situation, because now he actually, he has to say Shema. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, V'yigiyah Mashma Mizeh, Tim Hischel Be'iso, Achai Shigiyah Zman, that if he started it appears that he needs to actually interrupt now. I'm not sure how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. It seems to be unclear. But you can certainly hear where the diuk comes from. The Mishnah Berurah does seem to have the diuk on the Shulchan Aruch, that if there was a time of chiyuv prior to the Oisik B'Mitzvah, could be that he's obligated to actually say Shema. Now, maybe the case of Hatzolah Kol is not a good case, because you don't have to come onto Oisik Bar Mitzvah. This is V'chai Bohem, and there's other halachas there. But if you think about any other, that's kind of a very good example. But if you think of any other examples where it's Oisik B'Tzoki Rabim, think about helping somebody financially or doing any other help for others, which is a genuine help, and as we mentioned earlier, nobody else can do it, then you'd have to actually stop, according to this opinion in Mishnah Berurah. You have to stop and continue at a later stage, or stop in the middle, or whatever it may be, because you started prior to being Oisik B'Tzoki Tzibum. A famous and widely quoted Bialocha here. A famous and widely quoted Bialocha discusses what happens if somebody is Oisek Betzoke Tzibur, but he actually gets paid for it. Think of somebody who is he's really Oisek Betzoke Rabim, he's really doing something which is Tzoke Rabim, but he's getting paid for it. What happens then? Do you also say that Oisek Betzoke Rabim, and therefore he's exempt from Shema, or not? This is the Bialocha's question, and if I'm not mistaken, we mentioned this Bialocha in earlier Shiurim, because it's relevant to many other areas in Shulchan Aruch. Bialocha on the side of Yoisek B'Tzoki Rabim. I'm Mogen Avon Moistalet. Mogen Avon says, B'ma Shekosa B'Shem HaKesev Mishneh, quoting a Kesev Mishneh, B'Shem Aram, V'ayin Shom B'Kesev Mishneh, Shesim Al Divaram, Shema Shekosa Davke B'Tiris HaShonim, Ein Lo Itam. I'm just skipping a line. If his main intention rak is only lehistake, to get paid, loy mikri, it's not called oisik b'mitzvah. So Bialocha quote Emogen Avraham, bring from Rashi, that if his intention is to earn money, he is not considered an oisek b'mitzvah, and this p'tur does not apply. So if somebody earns, his intention is to earn money, it's not physically if he earns or not. If his intention is to earn money for this action, then he's actually not exempt. V'yeish lo yimu mediv ha'aram ma'ashma di b'roisinu enu nutonim shekavonos l'shem shemayim. V'afilu en mistake mizeh. And the Bialocha continues, we have to say that it appears that in our generations, we don't say, Enanu toilin, shkavonos l'shem shemayim. We cannot say that his intention is that he really means l'shem shemayim, even if he doesn't get paid. Ve'al zeh tamar kezeh mishneh, v'lo oylam mistake mizeh, ve'onu yoydim, sheike kavonos rek leistake. He said that v'yesh le'ayin harbe lefi ha'primagodim, im mikre oisik b'mitzvah lepotim mikre ha'shema. So he brings very study, and then he says, ve'efshe d'hoche d'ayre she'en shami she'ishtat le'lehu adif tfei v'tzorich iyan. Right, so he says that he leaves it v'tzorich iyan. If somebody gets paid, it appears that if he does it purely to get paid, it appears that the Mishnah Berurah paskens at this stage, we'll see something in a minute what he adds. This it appears that he actually wouldn't be maker, that it's considered Oisik B'mitzvah. Then he says, but if he's got two intentions, if his intention is not merely for the wage, but it's also for helping others, if he's got two intentions. So if he's got a pure intention just to earn money from this, then we don't say Oisik B'mitzvah Potena Mitzvah. However, if he's got two intentions, genuinely, he wants to earn the money, but it also means the good of his chava, then if he's got two intentions, then we would say Oisik B'mitzvah Potena Mitzvah. Right. The case brought down over here is a shaila of a doctor. Imagine a doctor who has patients in hospital, maybe, and because he's seeing to one patient after the other, let's say by night, that's an interesting shaila, and it's prior to Chatzos, and he's got one patient after the other, and he has not said Shema. Now, we're not going to go into he literally had a long shift, he started by Nacht, right? Otherwise, you go into the other shaila, that there was a Zman before, and he didn't say. So we're talking about literally from first minute of Nacht until Chatzos, he was seeing one patient to the other. What would you say then? Does he need to interrupt and say Shema? Or can he go one patient to the next, and even if he'll go to Mitz Chatzos, and consequently miss the time of say Shema? So the deal shoe, however, he brings in number 48, he brings for him this in Karelitz, Shaloi Yafsik Kidei Likur Kriya Shema Veleis Padel. He does not need to interrupt to say Shema and to daven. Elo only yamshich letapel becholim. He should continue to treat cholim, ill people. Shenachshav, because it is considered ka'osik b'mitzvah. It is considered osik b'mitzvah. Kevin shemis asik be'etzma mitzvah is doing a proper mitzvah. Ve'af, and although shekol avodoso is entire work, kidei leistakel do is earning a wage. No doctor does it just purely altruistic. Every doctor hopes to get a paycheck at the end of the month. So although this is definitely the reality that he's getting paid, but since there is here two motives, there's two ulterior motives over here. One is the wage, but also is hopefully doing it because he wants to help his patients. So therefore there's two agendas there, and therefore it is true to say that it's very similar to this bialoch over here. He does it to get a wage, but he's also doing it to help others. So he's oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, and therefore he's potter from saying Shema. Reb Shlomo Zalman goes even further. It's quoted there as well. What happens if he wants to say Shema? Can he actually stop, interrupt interrupt his treatments and say Shema? So Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted here that he's actually not allowed to. If he was to recite Shema at this stage, he's potter because oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah, and he would not fulfill his obligation anyway because it's oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah. He's not allowed to interrupt his medical treatments. He must see to his patients, and is because he's genuinely an oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah, he's not allowed to stop, and he has to continue treating the cholim, and he wouldn't fulfill. And that's what Shlomo Zalman adds, he wouldn't fulfill any obligation of Shema if he was, because he's potter now. If he was to say Shema, he wouldn't fulfill anything. Mishnah Mosif Kotten Chav. Yeah. Mishnah Mosif Kotten Chav says the following. Im Nisha, the Shulchan Aruch said that if there is a bit more time, he should say Shema. So so again, once he's finished his job and he's a bit more time left, so Oisik B'mitzvah Potena Mitzvah indeed. But if he's got a bit more time left, he should say Shema. So the Bialoch, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chav adds the following: Im Nisha, Im Lo Nisha, Mayase. And if there was no time left, Mayase, what should he do? He was busy with the mitzvah. So that's fine. Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, Chayev is obligated to haskir Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mishnah Berurah again here points out that he's obligated to mention and to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Afidu le'achas she'ov hazman kriyas shema, even after the time of kriyas shema has gone by. Shezuhi mitzvah b'fnei asma, because remembering Kiryat Shema is because remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah on its own, umitzvoso, and its mitzvah kol hayom is the entire day. Al kein, therefore, yoma is a parsha, you should say any parsha, or any posuk, in fact, sheyesh bo Yetzias Mitzrayim, which mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. You can just say a posuk that mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Pemigodim even says that you can say Hashem hoitzi'onu mimitzrayim, those three words. Hashem has taken us from Mitzrayim. This is sufficient, but he needs to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is all if the time has gone by. He can't anymore, after the fall that, he can't anymore say Emes V'Yatzev. So if you can't say Emes V'Yatzev, then okay, you do so. But if you haven't got time to say Emes V'Yatzev, or it's too late already, then don't say the whole Emes V'Yatzev. Just say any posuk that refers to Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'ayin lekavon simen tzadik gimel, tziv dalet, in tefillah mishne bura sham. Okay. V'da. Now continues Mishne Berurah with an additional point which I want to emphasize. V'da, you should know, the im nimshach zman iskoy. If he was so busy with the tzoket zibur, and it slept on, it dragged on for a long time. Ad l'achatzos until after chatzos. Sh'oz poto likule alma af minat tefillah. At this stage, he certainly is exempt, according to all opinions, from davening. Mikol mokim, nevertheless, also likule alma lechoil, koidem she mekayim mitzvahs tefillin. So, if he was busy doing Isik Betzake Tzibur, so that's very nice and very good. But he should know that he's still not allowed, he slept on, it's just after Chatzos now, he's still not allowed to eat now. He's starving, hungry, and he was busy helping others throughout the entire morning. Now he's very, very hungry. He's not allowed to eat. Also, Lekul Al Melechol, he's not allowed to eat Koidim Shmikayim Mitzvah Tefillin. He must put on tefillin before he eats. So there's no heter, according to Mishne Berurah, to now go and eat prior to putting on tefillin. He must put on tefillin. The Zmanoi, it's time, Kolayim is the entire day. He must put on tefillin, and then only he can eat. Same would apply also, he's not allowed to eat before davening mincha. So, okay, therefore, כשהגיע חצי שעה, half an hour, half an hour after חצוי, he's פלט תפילת מנחה, ואח כך יאכל. I'm a machni soil. So, Mishne Berurah points out that if it's חצוי, so half an hour after חצוי, it's already time to daven mincha. And once the time, so now he's not allowed to eat properly, a proper meal for two reasons. First of all, I mustn't eat anything before putting on tefillin. And besides that, it's after chatzos, now it's half an hour after chatzos, it's time for mincha. You can't sit down and have a proper meal before mincha unless other halachas apply, such as he's got a shoima or he's got a fixed time. But if these halachas won't apply, then actually it's an issa to eat before having done mincha. Sif hey. If he was busy eating, or he was in a bathhouse, or he was having a haircut, he was by the barber, or he was working with hides, he was making leather, or he was a dayan, was paskening a din Torah. La Rambam, according to the Rambam, goymeir, he should complete what he's doing, whether he's eating, whether he's in a bathhouse, whether he's having a haircut, whether he's busy with leather, who has a dine. According to the Rambam, you should stop what he's busy doing. Fair enough, you're doing good things, carry on. And after that, when you're finished, then you say Shema. But if you are concerned, Shema, perhaps, Yavo is man kiyash Shema, the time of Shema will elapse, you're going to miss man kiyash Shema. For posak v'koro, and you interrupt, and you do read, Harizem Meshubach, this is praiseworthy. Mafsik, you should interrupt. Whatever you're busy doing, you're eating, you're in a bathhouse, you're having haircuts, you're busy with leather, you're in a din Torah. According to Ravid, you must stop now. Stop. Ravid Mafsik, Vikore, and you should say Shema, Afal Pi, Sheishus Likos, even though you think you're going to be finishing shortly, and you think you're going to have plenty of time to after say Shema, when you completed that important job that you're doing, nevertheless, according to the Rabbi, that's not good enough. You have to stop and you have to say Shema, and then carry on with your important business. So we've got a machlokes between Rambam and Ravid. If you're busy with those important matters, if you have to interrupt or not, and that's again assuming that there will be time later. The Mishneh Berurah wants to be machia, and the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Chof Gimel said it depends a little bit whether it's on various factors. Mishneh Berurah Chof Gimel, first white line, Paskomas Rev Achoinim VeKimat Kulam, the majority of the Poskim Paskin, they could tolerate Bimilza Deraisa. It depends if it's a Torah matter, Beischel Beeto Beisa. If it depends if it started Beheta, if it was permitted, or Beisa, it was forbidden. The im kain, if so, lefize b'malocha or b'kol elu enyonim levad machila, excluding food, all the other matters, im eschel kodim amud hashach enzo echlipsik. If you started before the time of Shema started, then enzo echlipsik, you don't have to interrupt. So it depends if you started beheta beisa. Beheta beisa meaning was it before the Zman started or not? If it's before the Zman started, then you can carry on. If it's after the Zman started, you have to stop now, because it's considered Hischel Beisa. And this again is only if there is sufficient time when you complete to say Shema. But if you think that if time is getting short and you feel, oh, it's getting late, then for sure you have to interrupt straight away and you have to say Shema. This is how the Mishneh Berurah paskens. Right, so to recap what we covered today, the halacha started with regards to Oisik Bar Mitzvah, Poto Min HaMitzvah, and we learned that this is somebody who's Oisik B'Tzorkei Rabim. He can interrupt, he doesn't have to interrupt with what he's busy doing, and he's going to miss Shema because of Oisik Bar Mitzvah. If there's time to say Shema afterwards, that's fine, Shulchan Aruch said. Bialoch went into great detail discussing as to whether this aloha also applies if he's getting paid, if his intention is to get paid or not. The Mishneh Berurah seems to pasken, the Bialoch seems to pasken that if he's got two intentions, he genuinely wants to earn and he genuinely wants to be kind, then the aloha is that he's considered Oisik Bar Mitzvah, Poter Min HaMitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch then taught us the Mishneh Berurah then taught us that if a person is Oisik Bar Mitzvah, Poter Min HaMitzvah that entire morning, he must remember to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. He could say any pasuk, or he can say Emes V'Yatziv if that's still appropriate. And he should also remember that he cannot eat prior to putting on tefillin. If time of Mincha started, then he's anyway above a Mincha problem. He should try to have Mincha as well. We then learned that that if somebody is busy eating or bathhouse or haircut or busy with leathers, any melocha that is time consuming, who is sitting in a din Torah, then there's a machlokes Rambam and Ravid as to whether he's to interrupt mid job and recite Shema, or he can just continue with Shema. And the Mishneh Berurah paskens that, and this is again assuming that there will be sufficient time when you finish. If you think you may not have time, you're going to run out of time Shema is not talk about it, for sure you should stop. But assuming that you will have time when you finish, it actually depends if you started Beheta or Be'isa. If you started very early before the Zman of Shema, you can continue. And if you started Be'isa, then actually do it if to interrupt.